Aloha, this is Nick Rolovich from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cabot the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse. Fried Raw, baby.
You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cabot the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Sleep Time's Over, bro. Season 3, episode 10.
Hawaiian talking high all the time like that.
Dennis is one of the worst titles we ever had.
It really isn't a title, that's why. It's just like a salute to why do local people talk high?
I don't know, bruh.
Why?
Tell me, bruh.
Every time it's a question.
What you mean?
How high can I make my voice?
I figure that.
That's too high.
Yeah, because everything we're saying, you can't do it low. How you figure that?
Why? Your voice is too low.
Gee.
Why you make your voice low for?
Bruh.
Because even if I say that, it sounds kind of high.
Yeah. Anyway. Season 3, episode 10, Hawaiian High Voice.
Hawaiian High Voice, yes.
Yep.
Up talking like that. All right, so this show is already kapakahi.
Anytime, kapakahi, all boss up.
So we supposedly have a weekly recap that's on the other camera, but it didn't record.
Right.
So we're going right into the quick fire topics of the week.
Yeah,
let's
go.
We did not do this last week. All right, let's go right into this one. UH basketball team, bro.
Yes, that's my team.
The bank.
That's my bank.
Bank is later. But the team got the ban lifted. So there you go.
University of Hawaii basketball team.
Yes.
Was banned this, bro. Frankie Hill, Steve Size, bro.
Oh, bro.
Banned this. Power Peralta.
Jeremy Ray.
Yeah. But okay. Then they got the ban lifted. Meaning they can play in the postseason.
All right.
So they can do the Big West tournament, which they have a shot.
Yeah.
Then they can do the NCAA tournament if they make it in.
Yeah.
So the team was 10 and 8 going into, well, actually, my bad.
14 and 13 overall.
Yeah, they're 8 and 8 going into the last two games before they got the ban lifted.
Okay.
They could have moved up to third place if they won the last two games with a 10-8 record.
Okay, so
but they lost the last two
games. That's the question to you. So the ban is lifted. They're now in the postseason. How far are they going
to
go?
So they lost. Their last game, they lost to Long Beach State.
Okay.
At Long Beach.
Okay.
And then they got the fifth seed.
Okay.
And they play the fourth seed, which is Long Beach State. So here is the rubber match.
Mm.
Hawaii won overtime here at the Stan Sheriff Center.
Correct.
Long Beach State won at the Pyramid.
Correct.
And now they're going to go. And this is the one that counts. All the marbles on the table. All the bands on the table.
Bandwidth on the table.
Bands that make bands on bands. Bands that make her dance. This is it.
So
4-5 seeding. Hawaii versus Long Beach tomorrow, Thursday night.
And your prediction?
Hawaii is going to squeeze it out.
Well, okay.
And move on to the second round.
All right.
Of the Big West tournament.
Okay. There you have it. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Like what's the time on this game?
I think like mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon? All right.
So congratulations to Iran Gennat.
He's holding it down?
He held it down. He got a team where it had zero starters
that
came back.
Yes.
Everybody left.
That's good coaching.
Except for Jermaine.
Right.
He stuck around.
We're having him on as a guest. We need to have Smooth Brother Jermaine.
Stuck it out. But Iran Gennat said, you know what? I'll show you why I'm a good coach.
Correct.
Boom.
So, there you go.
And he is a good coach.
He is definitely a good
coach. To take a team from literally being voted like last in the league to possibly almost third.
That is very good coaching.
That is great coaching.
That's how you have to.
Now, like I said, he's not going to be here for the rest. He's not staying here.
Give him a couple more
years. Yeah, he's 5 years. He's out.
He's going to get that cash
from
SMU.
Yeah, that guy is out. That guy is out.
June Jones is going to tell him, go SMU, bruh.
Go win 1 year and screw him over.
There you go. Well,
anyway, so congratulations to Ron Gennat.
Yes.
Friday, here's a big F you to all the players that left.
Yeah.
If they stuck around, they would have guaranteed made it to the tournament.
Well, there's you just never know.
And it's funny because they went to schools that have no chance of making a tournament.
Oh,
like
right.
They transferred to schools that didn't are not gonna
Division five?
LMU. Oh. Some of them transferred to Division One because they got exception, they could transfer over without losing eligibility.
Okay.
So they could go from D1 to D1.
LMU. Shout out to Bo Kimble.
Yeah, shout out to Bo Kimble. Rest in peace.
Yes, right. Tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
UH. Based off the time we take the show. So basically when the show comes out,
yes,
it'll be that day.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Next on the agenda is another Hawaii news item that I posted on the Sleep Times over IG.
Yes, it's called. Check it out.
So the state of Hawaii wants to do away with something that's an annoyance for years, and only Hawaii deals with it, the safety check. Now, obviously, this is a cash cow for a lot of mechanics, for a lot of shops, right? Because they can do their illegal safety check for the racers. That's what it is, bruh. Let's come real with it, okay? That is exactly what that is. So if they do away with it,
right?
What is your thoughts on this? Are going to do away with this? This, we don't need it.
This one is, I think, I'm trying to think if Frank Fossey, I'm trying to figure out if did Frank Fossey create this?
He created the bus, but we don't know if he created the safety check.
Because that might be his flaw in his armor, the chink in his armor.
When did the safety check start? In the 80s?
I don't know. It's been around since I've been born.
So I don't know if it was Frank, but it's a nuisance. It's a colossal waste
of time. Ariyoshi, bro.
Maybe. But, okay, on one end, okay, you got guys saying that the safety check is needed because we don't want to have a lot of cars breaking down the road due to these safety regulations being broken.
Not a potholes is breaking us down.
Exactly. So you have other things breaking down cars externally, not internally.
Yeah.
Right? So then you're going to go and you're going to get the safety check that you have to get to get with your registration and all this kind of stuff. And then it's just another nuisance.
The safety check makes no sense because it doesn't check anything that will make your car break down.
Correct.
Tires pop. Yep. Tires get worn out.
Yep.
That's natural. Your lights is not going to make your car any worse.
Right. You get tagged on that, though.
Yeah. Your reverse lights.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody getting into accidents because the reverse lights is on. I don't see it ruining the roads.
Right.
I don't see your headlights, your turn signals, your reverse lights, your tires creating road hazards. Tires, maybe. But that happens with or without.
That happens with or without. Especially with the potholes.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to do a safety check, and then you're going to say, it's like, oh, so the cars don't break down.
Right.
Maybe you should check the parts that are matter, like engines.
Well, right. The engine, the battery.
But I mean, don't do that, because then we're all screwed.
Yeah.
Because pretty much we're just getting our car right by.
Here's an idea, state of Hawaii. Why don't then, you know, worry about these safety checks. Why don't we worry about the uninsured drivers going around the town? Now, you talk about traffic, bruh. Half of these guys
guaranteed
do not have insurance.
Guaranteed.
So why don't we create some kind of regulation where in order to drive, you have to have insurance. Of course, that's a law already. But we really need to regulate this and ban them out where you are revoked license
and
you do not have insurance. If you're caught without insurance, you're not going to get fined. Your license revoked 6 months.
Right. Something like that. Because that's not fair when you get into a car accident and you don't have insurance.
The guy don't have. Then what?
And like what? Right?
Then
what? That's it. Like, the guy who has insurance is screwed.
Exactly.
Premiums go up.
Exactly.
You still got to pay.
Get these guys off the road. Like, really full on get them off the road. Traffic will go down, I think, a good maybe 15-20%.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of suckers driving, all these any kind.
You ever drive without insurance?
Never driven without insurance?
Yeah.
No. What, have you?
No.
Exactly. Because we're law-abiding citizens.
I've been in, like, transition periods.
Well,
you know, like where I paid for it and it didn't go through, so I have a temporary insurance.
That's fine.
New car.
No, that's
temporary
fine.
Insurance.
I mean, I'm not talking about the people who misplaced their insurance, because people sometimes they get ticketed if they get pulled over and they don't have the insurance card in their car, then that they
that
get ticketed
happens,
for that, right?
Yeah.
But then you can contest it and it's fine.
Right.
You just bring the insurance card. I'm talking about guys, there's no more nothing.
Don't pay for nothing.
Don't give a damn. Get them off the road.
Yeah, get them off the road. Get rid of the safety check.
Get rid of both of those things. Get rid of uninsured drivers. The safety check is a waste of time. It only is in Hawaii that this happens. Get them out. Be done with it.
That's what kills me is California don't have safety checks.
Yeah.
But their roads seem like it's better than our roads.
Because, well, look at the infrastructure, first of all.
Yeah, that's true.
Infrastructure is dealt with much better. You have big open area spaces. Like we talked about this as far as driving in the mainland. It takes 30 minutes to go to the market. It's 30 minutes to go to a gas station. You have huge... Everything's compact in Hawaii.
Right.
Everything is so tightly wound up.
Yeah.
So everybody constantly on Makale, constantly King Street, constant. No bus up.
Oh, bus up.
So what? I don't know what we can do about that. That's just
That's
ongoing,
just rough,
you know?
That one.
That's ongoing.
Make more bike lanes?
Oh. You know, like that.
Anyway, moving along.
Moving along. This is breaking news here. I just got...
Oh, here we go.
I need to share with you because I just was searching through the... Hawaii News Now app.
Oh, nice.
Based off our name drop, Mr. Rick Blangiardi, general manager of Hawaii News Now. So I'm scrolling through this app, and I have this one. I see this one here. A Hawaii-bound flight diverted after man gets upset over cost of blanket.
Bruh.
A Hawaiian Airlines flight from Las Vegas to Honolulu was diverted Wednesday, today, we tape, after a passenger got upset over being charged for a blanket.
What airlines?
Hawaiian.
Wow.
So, he said disrupted passengers on board Hawaiian Airlines Flight 7, tracking at 6:44 a.m. Hawaii time, and was in the air for about 2 hours, even making it over the Pacific Ocean before turning around, landing in Los Angeles. 66-year-old man got upset after asking for a blanket and being told it was cost $12. What is going on around here, bruh? He said, I would like to take somebody behind the woodshed for this.
Whoa.
The 64.
What's clearly, you do, bruh?
Clearly a Holly guy. Ain't no local guy saying, uh-oh, I think it's got a woodshed, bruh.
Oh, bruh.
Get him to the woodshed.
Oh, bruh. Get him on the woodshed, bruh.
For the woodshed. For real.
I was going to ask, is he a Holly guy?
You got that right.
And only one Holly guy would say woodshed.
Right. So therefore, all of us local guys who want to go to Vegas, because you know all the local people going to Vegas.
Why? I don't know.
Piss off. Sam Boyd, piss off. California Hotel, piss off.
Everybody. Riley Wallace, piss off.
Thousands and thousands of dollars being lost because of the 66-year-old guy.
DJ Toad One, mad.
Oh, he's pissed.
He mad, bro.
Nonfiction, piss. Information, piss.
Jeremy, mad.
Borders Battle, piss.
So wait, they left Oahu.
They went over the Pacific Ocean. They're
over Pacific. Instead of going to Vegas, they detoured.
They diverted back to Hawaii because of
the they're back to guy. Hawaii.
When you have a problem, you got to divert back. You got to go back to where you came from.
So they turned in midair to Hawaii.
Yes.
Hold on. That must have been a plane of a lot of pissed people.
Yes, exactly.
All vouchers. The grandmas.
Vouchers.
Grandma Oshiro. Uncle Bijo. All mad.
Uncle Bijo is pissed
Uncle
off.
Uncle Bijo is like, oh, ba-ba-da. What you need to do, bro? I'm gonna take you behind the kind of the
you talk about the woodshed, bro. I take you in the back toilet, bro. What is a woodshed?
What is a woodshed? I guarantee. Did he say this guy's name? They're not gonna reveal it. Bro, I mean, just that comment.
Henry Harrison.
Howley, bro.
Exactly. Fillmore.
And let me tell you something. You know what's funny? I've never paid for a blanket on Hawaii.
That's true, yeah.
Like, it's usually they're swinging.
Isn't it there on the seat? So then, what is the point of this blanket?
I'm thinking maybe he wanted another one.
He wanted another one.
You know what it is? Okay, here we go. We're going to take it there because I think this is what it was. The bugger was one of those Howleys. He's like, excuse me, miss. Can I have another blanket? And she probably is like, what? Don't talk to me like that. And then they're probably talking, you know. You know how like, you know, the local stewardess are gingerly.
You know that guy in Ropey.
You know that guy in Ropey.
C29.
Talking any kind.
How's this guy?
Oh, just charge him then. But we give it for free. Just charge him already.
Not for him already.
Never already. And boom, they be, oh, sorry, sir, it's $12. Why? I'm going to take it behind
Jiminy Crickets.
Jiminy Crickets. Gosh darn it.
I'm going to shake my fist at you, and I'm going to
take you behind the woodshed.
I'm going to take you that woodshed there, sonny.
What did he really want to do behind the woodshed?
Depends how hot she was.
Oh. Maybe we all should take him behind the woodshed.
Then we all going, bro. And then, you know what, after that? You sing the song, I'm in love with a one-night stand.
I don't
want to be your man, bro. Because we went to the back of the woodshed, make any kind. That was breaking news.
A lot of local people is mad, bro.
Oh, you're not coming back.
Uncle Bijo, Grandma Oshiro.
I like Uncle Bijo. I don't even know what that is. What is Uncle Bijo? What does that name mean?
We get Auntie Carol and Uncle Robert, bro.
Carol.
They saved all their money. They live in Kahalu. This is their first trip to Vegas.
Yep.
They get
Makawao.
They get from Makawao to Lanai to Lehui.
To Mactown.
All in that plane. All mad now.
Mac Cosmetics. Yeah, exactly. Uncle Bijo.
They got to go cancel their...
It's a new character.
Their rooms.
Uncle Bijo.
They got to cancel their room reservations at the Cal.
They're going to cancel their rumors reservations for the nightclub.
Bruh.
They're going to cancel... Gosh.
Bruh, Grandma Oshiro bought the brand new tapestry top just for go out to watch the Blue Man Group.
That's right. Wow.
Everybody mad.
Because locals love the Blue Man Group.
Locals love it. And then the next night, they're going to share. They got to postpone those tickets.
Share is there.
Right.
Everywhere.
All the young boys all mad because they cannot go Farmer's Market and Honors.
Oh.
And get all the hype beast clothes.
Oh. Where's the Farmer's Market?
This Farmer's Market, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So
Vegas is
that,
pissed.
That Vegas,
everybody's pissed.
But everybody mad, bro.
Uncle Bijo.
Uncle Bijo is mad because he get his fanny pack.
Definitely has a fanny
full pack. Of all his dollars, bro.
Dollars.
His savings, he had them in a sock. Because
he hungry. Uncle Bijo hungry. He need the senbe. He need the kind that stuff, that square of like corn.
Bro, all the poi donuts is stale. They're taking him over to their family on the ninth island.
Omiyage, bro.
Omiyage,
but
bro.
But they stale, Uncle Bijo. Never mind. Shut up.
Eat them. Think poi.
I had a one-night stand on the plane, been in the woodshed, bro. Eat the cam donuts, bro. I'm tired already. Uncle Bijo.
We need to find out who the woodshed guy is. Mr. Woodshed.
Mr. Woodshed.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're gonna get exciting here. We're going to do something different for the quick fire topics. What I'm going to do...
Okay.
Is I'm gonna throw out. Well, I guess we'll do this together. I'm gonna read the first four,
right.
And then I give it to you, and you read four. Because apparently, I'm not answering questions.
You are answering the questions.
I don't
you
know what that
the
means, bro.
I answered.
I was
answer.
Here. Well, we didn't do the recap, but last night I was at Bar Leather Apron. Hey. Brother came up to me and said, "How come nobody asked you any questions?" I'm like, "I don't know." Okay, quick fire topics. We're gonna do them even faster now.
Let's go.
We're gonna do super quick fire. So this is the rules for this. I'm going to throw the topic out.
Right.
It's a question. I'm going to be like, okay, da-da-da-da-da. You want to speak on it or you want to go waste time, move on?
Okay.
So it's either one or two. You want to take time and talk about it or you're like, nah.
Waste time.
Yeah. Here we go.
Take time, waste time. There we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Exactly. Andrew Bogut's Cavs career.
Waste time, bro. Get out of here. Get it.
The Knicks playing the Warriors on Sunday with no music, no halftime show, no cheerleaders, total silence. What do you think of that? Did you see this? It was on TV.
No, why are they doing that for?
To just be different.
Waste time, bro.
Yeah,
get.
See how this works, everyone? See how we're just going? Yeah. The Nintendo Switch came out last week, Friday. And it got a lot of delays. A lot of delays with Amazon. People piss off, bro. The virgins, the nerds, the Jesus and Mary chain. Piss off.
Take time.
All right, we're going to talk about this?
Tell us your story.
All right, bro.
Here we go.
So I pre-ordered this thing in January.
Ooh.
Okay. January, I thought, okay, I'm going to get on this thing because I thought this was a neat thing. I wanted to get back into the Nintendo game because I wanted to play all the old Nintendo stuff.
Right.
Because you can play them online, like on, you know, emulators, but only Android computers, phones, and Samsung can play it, not iPhone. So, well, you know what, I'm just going to get this console.
That's why Wando has all of it.
Wando got all the storage, bro.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get this thing, and it's a portable game system. You've seen it, right? You can play it on the TV, but then you can switch it off to the portable.
Switch.
Exactly. So I got this. I pre-ordered the Zelda game. I pre-ordered Bomberman.
Nice.
There was this Wii-style game called 1-2 Switch where you play like a Wii-style game with the controllers and you shoot the gun and all that.
Right.
So I had this all ready to go. So March 3rd, I was ready. No shipment. Good. Nothing happened. No confirmation. Nothing.
Wow.
People piss off. Everybody piss off. Because all the people, you know, they didn't want to stand in the line for Best Buy for like 12,
Uncle Bijo, was he mad?
Uncle Bijo was very, very upset because he was in the woodshed while finding out that all of this was going down. He took the sembe, threw the sembe out of his fanny pack. He's like, I don't even want to eat. So we all piss off. The only guy that got in Jawai, the Nintendo Switch, the real estate agent to the stars.
Oh, there you go.
Grant. I tell you what, brother.
He gets what he wants, but he gets what he needs.
Well, being here, wait, you got that right. Wow. That's right. He gets what he wants, like Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
So I was pissed off. Uncle Bijo pissed off. I didn't know what to do because it became Monday. I didn't know what to do.
Right.
So I just decided I'm just going to email Amazon. I'm going to email them and be like, bro, what's going on? Like, I've been waiting for this pre-order. I'm not even getting anything going on here.
Right, right.
Can you please tell me what's up? In an hour, I got a response from Amazon.
Wow.
They emailed me back. And they said, you know what? Sorry, it's taking so long, da 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 da. But what we're going to do is we're going to upgrade your shipping to one-day shipping.
Did you get it in then?
So now we fast forward. That was on Monday. It shipped out. It said it's going to be delivered on the day we tape. March 8th is today, Wednesday. And right now I checked on Amazon.
Okay.
It is on a truck, a FedEx truck, in the state
of
July.
Wow, bro.
Right now. So as of right now, we should be getting, it is 12 o'clock July, 1 o'clock July already, because this show is taking too long. FedEx is coming to the city and county to drop off the Switch, which will mean next week's show, we're reviewing the Switch, possibly putting the Switch on live at the shop.
Turn the Switch on.
Switching it on.
We will invite Uncle Bijo, Grandma Oshiro.
All the Bradens will be there.
Maxwell,
yes.
and
Tyson Braden will be there. Charlie Braden
might even show up.
Ja Harden will be there.
Oh, there you go.
The Kekai boys will be there.
Kekai boys will be playing background music.
Yes.
Fell in love with a Nintendo Switch.
I'm in love with a Nintendo Switch.
Okay, anyway.
I never know what to be your boo.
whoa, okay. Easy, okay.
Moving on.
Here we go.
Next topic.
Okay.
Melly Mel. Broken glass everywhere.
People pissing on stairs. No,
dissing. Dissing Jay-Z, and he believes he could beat Eminem in a battle.
Right, take time on this.
All right, let's go.
All right, you guys done come with hip-hop topics here.
Okay, so what is Melly Mel doing?
Melly Mel is crazy, bro. Him and Uncle Woodshed is crazy, bro. They're in the same category.
Why are these so crazy?
He dissed Jay-Z and called him a white businessman.
Yes.
Which I get it. You know, I do get it. But at the same time, it's like it's Melly Mel. He's OG. Without Melly Mel, there'd be no Jay-Z, technically. So then he even said he could beat Eminem in a rap battle. Now that's crazy.
It's just crazy.
Eminem would
wipe the floor with.
Yeah. So, but him calling a Jay-Z a white businessman, I do understand that theory.
I can understand where he's going with that, but then he just comes off as this bitter old man.
Yes.
And it's a prevalent thing today now. I mean, we are a test to this. The bitter old man syndrome.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why he fired shots at Jay-Z and M. That's a weird one, right?
Why?
Like they're doing their thing. They still represent hip-hop. You know what I mean?
What is he doing currently, Melly Mel?
Reunion tour of Beach Street Breakdown. Rah!
It's at some carnival someplace. It's some at a state carnival. Fair.
It's at
with Young MC.
The state opening. Fair. Yeah.
Great. And Paperboy.
Paperboy. Oh yeah.
Shout out to Spell.
So
why
would
you do this?
I don't know. I have no idea. Old man. Crazy old man.
That's it. Just to get attention.
Him and Uncle Woodshed. That's what happens.
Bijo, Cujo, Remy Ma.
Mama, Yo-Yo Ma.
That's exclusive to this.
All right. Moving along.
Moving on. Hawaii Road Rage Part 1 of 2. The Three Sisters on South King Street. You hear about this?
Which one is that? I didn't hear about this.
Bruh. On South King Street on Tuesday afternoon, three sisters were in the car. One was driving. The argument ensued. One sister was so pissed off at this argument, she jumped out of the car.
Wow.
And she got hit by that car. The car ran over. She dead, bruh. Sister Make. Other sister jump out to try to save her. I don't know how you save somebody who jumps out of a car.
But
she jumps out of a car, gets injured. The other sister who's driving, leaves the scene.
This is Witches of Warwick.
Comes back. That could be Neve Campbell. Comes back too soon. Comes back and goes back to the scene. All crazy on South King Street.
Wow.
One, what was the argument that led to her jumping out of the car? And two, is anyone going to get charged in this?
You know what?
Because she jumped out of the car. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
So what happens out of this? Are we going to talk about this or no?
Waste time, bud.
All right. Hawaii Road Rage Part 2. In I Air.
A lot of rage going on here. Everybody got to chill out, Uncle Woodshed.
Uncle Bijo. Next to Pro Camera Hawaii, our beloved sponsor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In I Air on Saturday. Road Rage Part 2. Guy, piss off at one guy, goes up to one guy, punches guy, comes back, shoot him.
Blow!
How you like me now? Oh. Blow, blow, blow. So then guy, of course, knowing that he killed someone, decides to go back to his house, hang out.
Yeah, drink a couple beers.
Play Nintendo
call
Switch.
Call up the Woodshed guy.
Call up the Woodshed guy. Tell him, Switch ain't come in yet. Did your Switch come? No, bro.
Hey, bro, you got bigger fishes to fry. You got bigger fishes to fry, bro, bud.
But I was in love with one on the nightstand. So what I gonna do? So he barricades himself in the house.
I know he barricaded himself.
So he finally gets taken down. Police take him out.
Right.
Talk to the neighbors. The neighbors say he was terrorizing the neighborhood.
Yeah.
For weeks on end. So of course they're happy as hell that he's gone.
Happy as a clam.
So are we speaking on this?
Spend time.
Spend time on this? Okay.
All right. Okay. This whole story is jacked up.
Yeah.
Two people road raging out.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're on the road and you're raging, right?
Yeah.
You say a little bit, I say a little bit. You keep it moving.
You just keep going.
But then the thing is, the Hawaiian guy got out of his car.
Yep.
And he punched the dude.
Yep.
Okay, nobody should pull out a gat and shoot the dude. But
in
the mainland, this happens.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
And it's straight from gun to gun. It's not even like fist. So technically, Man, it's a tough one because, dude, that guy had his kids in his car.
I say both are wrong, though.
They're both completely wrong.
And they're both on the run. They both were prior, had priors.
Exactly. So, but it was his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes. Wow. He had the kids in the car.
Okay.
That is just your kids, man. Like, you just... Why would you leave your car running?
Yeah.
And get out with your kids in there. In the middle of the road.
Well, clearly...
And go and punch this Holly guy. Okay? And you messed with the wrong Holly guy.
You messed with the wrong Holly guy.
That's freaking crazy.
Yes.
What did he have in his car? A freaking Gat.
There you go.
Blah, blah.
You just don't do that. You don't do that with kids, bottom line. Clearly, he's mentally unstable. All right? That's bottom line on that.
Right.
When it comes to road rage, just keep going, bro.
Keep it going, bro.
I mean, I've seen a lot of weird road rage.
I mean, I've raged, you know, a couple of times.
I mean, we all get mad, of course.
Oh, bro. What, bro?
People get out of the car. I've seen cars get mad at each other when the guy's tagged and it's following him along. You know how you kind of tag somebody close?
Yeah, I've done that before.
But then the guy stops to get out of the car to tell him, why are you tagging me so close? Why? Like, what is that going to do? You know what I mean? Like, just keep going, bro. You're in front of the guy. Just keep driving. Go faster. I don't know. But just waste time.
See, but the thing is, in Hawaii, it's uncommon for someone to shoot.
Correct.
But if this was done in the mainland,
we wouldn't really blink.
Nobody in the mainland would blink. Because they'd be like, yep, that's pretty much what happens.
Yeah.
So, one, they're both wrong. Yeah. Two, a father's life was lost.
Yep.
Three, all of this could have changed.
Of course.
If you do your road rage and keep it moving.
You know what? In an indirect way.
Right.
There is some positive to this.
What is
the positive? Because they got this guy off the street.
True.
They got this Holly guy with the gun off the street, which was terrorizing the neighborhood. They got a guy convicted.
Right.
So, granted, it took a guy who had priors
to
get him convicted. So if there is some light of something.
Right. And let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because obviously I don't.
Great segue.
If you were in a road rage with some dude, you guys both going at it. You stopped at the light.
Yeah.
The guy, this Hawaiian guy, he's kind of a big dude.
Yeah.
Local brada comes out, starts punching you in your face. And you have a gun in your car.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, first of all, the window would be up.
Right, exactly.
So if he punches the window, then that's a whole other issue. Because then that's property damage.
Yeah.
But the window is always up for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the window. Why would you put the window down?
Yeah, I'm not Kid Frost, bro. I don't keep my arm out the window and, you know, ride around like La Raza. But I'm just put the window because I like AC.
Yeah. Right?
I'm an AC green kind of guy.
Right.
So if I had, I had a gun.
Right.
Like you're saying.
Let's
say the window was down and he punches me.
He's punching you.
I'm just going to wave like that. I'm not going to shoot him.
Right.
I'm going to honestly tell you this. I'm going to point. Because that's really should scare someone off when you just point.
Right. Even if just that.
Like, honestly, I wouldn't mind having a gun, but then I would not have it loaded.
Right.
Because all you really need to do, about 80% of the time, you just point the gun, people will run.
Right.
So that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Right? So that's it. You just do that. I mean, okay, what would you do in that situation?
That's a hard one, man. Because it's like, if somebody is punching me.
Yeah.
And I have a gun?
You're going to do this to block it.
Yeah, you're going
to
try and block it.
But then you're going to reach in.
Grab your gun.
And be like, brah. Like that kind of a thing. 90% guy run away.
Yeah, yeah.
Or be like this.
Yeah.
And it takes that certain crazy to pull the trigger.
Yeah, right? It does take a little crazy. But you're in the heat of the moment, so it's like almost like, brah. Yeah. Like, I mean, you guys like probably not saying brah, but some guy punches you, you grab your gun. It's like, do you hold it up like this and be like,
right.
What?
Right.
Like, you know, like, ugh, like,
you know what? I'm gonna be honest. If the gun was sitting there, I'm not gonna say anything sugarcoated. I would grab the gun.
I'd grab my gun too. I'm not real. Dude.
That's an instinct. I would do my damnedest to not pull the trigger.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
My gun would not be loaded though. I would not carry.
Well, it's not supposed to be loaded.
And that's supposed to be we're not supposed to carry guns in Hawaii. Period.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're not Arizona, so I would just have the gun in my glove compartment or someplace not loaded.
Right.
And that's it. Really.
Tragic, man. No matter what
you're saying. Very tragic.
Tragic.
Very tragic. I mean, so it's a very complex story. There's a lot of levels on this because there's one, the guy is gone, the crazy guy with the Holly.
Yeah.
But then you have a guy who's now with two girls who are now fatherless.
Yeah.
So there's got a lot of stuff there.
So decisions, yes. People. Yeah, okay. All right. Moving along.
Moving along.
I'm very touchy. I'm going to cry.
Well, you're going to cry on this one. Mr. Mayor Kirk McGurk
called.
I don't know how he gets the funding. I don't know who's signing the paper, but he has a new program that's going to happen.
Bruh.
Honolulu Bike Share Program.
Oh, here we go.
Now, he's going to have, periodically around the city and county of Hawaii, he's going to have bikes readily available to use for the cost of, you ready for this?
Here we go.
$3.50 for 30 minutes.
Ooh.
You're going to pay $3.50 every time for 30 minutes. Okay. You can bike them, okay. Take them wherever, and then drop it off at the next bike share. It doesn't have to be at the same bike share. But for $3.50 to bike 30 minutes, are we going to speak on this, or are we wasting time?
Waste time, bro. Never mind, Kirk Mugger. Get out of here.
I'm tired of this bike crap already, okay? I'm tired of it. That's 30
minutes?
For 30 minutes. What is that going to do?
What can you do for 30 minutes?
You could go maybe run two errands, and then that's it.
Just make them $5 an hour, bro. It's not that hard.
Just make it an hour, or make it like a day rate or something.
Yeah.
But what's the point? They're so adamant on wanting to... Now we are speaking on this. They're so adamant on wanting to get these people biking. People are not going to bike, bro.
If they did, they would have been doing it already.
Exactly. You got to remember the people in Hawaii. It's older people. It's senior citizens mostly. Especially in King Street, Macaulay.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to ride a
if
bike.
If the kids can ride a bike, they'll be biking already.
Exactly. So, you know what?
All right.
We get you out, bro.
Kurt McGurk, never mind already. What's next?
Okay. Finally. Swizz Beatz. We didn't talk about this last week. Swizz,
okay.
The big battle. The beat battle. Swizz Beatz versus Just Blaze.
Right.
And there is Mr.
Hey, Nick look.
Rolovich is here.
Hey, Nick Rolovich.
Nick Rolovich just walked by the show. That's it. With a dog.
That's not his dog.
Has a dog. You sure?
Brother Nick Rolovich, bro.
Nick Rolovich is going to go to Mojo.
We need to get him in here. Is he cutting his hair?
I think so. I don't. He doesn't have
What time is his appointment?
He's bald, though. Why would he?
Oh, yeah, he is kind of bald.
Wait, why would he? Wait. Maybe not. Okay, listeners, YouTube, everybody. Nick Rolovich, for real kind, just walked by the store.
So we'll see what we can do.
For real. We're not going to stand still. Though. I don't even know.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. Swizz Beatz.
Swizz Beatz, Just Blaze, had a big battle. Swizz Beatz won.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Woo!
Nick Rolovich.
Sleep time's
that's
over.
That's it, bro. Quick fire topics.
Sleep time's over. Nick Season Rolovich. 3, episode 10.
Nick Rolovich is here.
Nick Rolovich here. Why, bro?
Because we're talking high, because we're getting excited when Nick Rolovich is here.
Nick Rolovich, bro.
Hawaiian Up Talk.
Season 3, episode 10, Hawaiian Up Talk. Sleep time's over.
Wow.
Woodshed, woodshed.
Nick Rolovich was here.
Sleep time's over.
Hey, this is Rick Glengarry, general manager of Hawaii News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over. Tabitha Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. We have a special guest. Here we go.
Yes, wait a minute.
Season 3, episode 10. Hey, perfect timing.
This is perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Perfect make sure timing. You make sure you get the mic up to
Dean's
mic mouth.
Here. Let's get situated. We just turned on the video.
Yep.
Technical problems. Yes, you're live.
You're live right there.
No, you're not. Sorry.
Season 3, episode 10.
Hawaiian Up Talking.
Up Talking.
Is the theme this week where you say stuff like this
and
you gotta say something really high voice because you don't know what else to say next.
Bruh. Bruh.
I'm sure you know what that's all about, right? I mean, Hawaiian Up Talking.
Do it interview style,
Let me pull this up here. I tell you, this is on the fly, this stuff right
here. So we got a special guest
in. It's not live.
As long as you know. So Light Sleepers is in 2009 South King Street. I have great neighbors that laid the foundation before me. We had the man, the mayor of the block, John Ohm from Truist.
There you go.
Then we had Marianne. We had Marianne first.
Marianne was first.
She's the newer member.
Mojo.
And then after John became Mono Hawaii, our man DJ Cause, a.k.a. Dean.
There he is. Welcome.
What up, Dean?
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, we need to get the sound effects. Okay.
There you go.
So I tell you, this was very perfect timing because we were just gonna film something because we were tired already, and we didn't know when you was gonna show up.
I know.
And
you just
never know, but that's all
right.
That's okay.
That's all right. You never know. We all spaced out right now as it is. Okay, so don't worry. But thank you for coming. And
no problem.
I tell you, this is the salute to King Street.
Yeah, King
Street. Macaulay Block.
Macaulay Block.
Block is hot.
Block is hot.
Block is hot.
So let's just start off. Tell us about the store. What is Mono Hawaii?
Yes.
Mono is mainly a gift shop. We specialize in small design goods from around the world.
Okay.
A little more unique stuff, harder to find items. A lot of Japanese products, stationary goods, lifestyle products.
So how did you transition from being DJ Cause, if y'all don't know, drum and bass extraordinaire, to, you went to sound school, right?
Right, right. I have an engineering degree.
Right.
Audio. But I still do that, but, you know, I think...
It was a transition into the designing audio to design itself.
Right.
I've always appreciated good design.
Right.
Even from way back, but I guess at the time, you know, when, you know, me and Cassie go traveling, we go to small boutiques and...
That was really caught your eye.
Yeah, a lot, you know, New York, LA. We lived in LA for a little while.
Right.
Tokyo. I felt like at the time there wasn't anything. I think a MoMA was one of the...
Right.
Oh, that's right.
So, like, the MoMA store.
Yeah.
And I felt like there wasn't really anything like that in Hawaii.
Right.
So we figured, let's just try to do it, you know, and try to see if we can open up something small. And yeah, it's been doing well so far. I'm really pretty stoked.
Did you guys do anything online before you opened the shop?
Nothing online, yeah. So working on that, though.
We're
going to try to launch it this year.
So. Okay.
So it was really just an idea, observation, a need you've seen in Hawaii, and you're like, hey, let's go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the name came from?
Mono. Well, we didn't know how to explain the kind of stuff that we sold, so we kept it broad.
Right.
Mono just means things or stuff.
Right.
Or objects.
Did you know that? Half Japanese guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Bro, there's some stuff I know. The Howley hasn't taken over yet.
That's good.
Some stuff. But getting back to how you found the idea for this, that's pretty much how it works. I mean, you find something when you're, it's usually when you're not in Hawaii,
right?
And then you find that thing that just, I know more of this.
Yeah.
And that's how you feel.
Just bring it to Hawaii.
And that's it, right?
Share the love, yeah.
How many years has Mono been in business?
April, we're going to make 4 years.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn. John will open up February, I believe, 4 years ago.
Yep.
Wow.
We opened April 2013.
There you go.
There it is.
Small businesses, you know.
Yeah.
Amongst all the uncertainty, small businesses surviving.
Yeah.
Making it. I tell you.
Support small businesses.
Yeah, definitely.
And this is quite the Macaulay Block. I mean, a lot has changed, you know. And to see Truist come in, yourself come in, Information, of course, was here, which led to yourself.
Yep.
All kind of set the tone from one store, though.
Mauna Kea Galleries, right.
OG. And you got to forget the OG at the end, the satellite guy.
Satellite guy holding down the block.
Yeah. What is that guy's deal?
We need to get that guy in.
Okay, so with all you guys knowing each other.
We should interview him.
I would, yeah.
Well, we have to.
15 years almost. Yeah.
We have to interview him.
We got him.
But I just got to say, like, to yourselves, like, you guys all know each other. You guys are all friends.
Yeah,
right?
Question to, have it for a long time. Yeah.
Right.
You go way back.
And you guys, the camaraderie is there. But does anyone befriend the satellite guy?
I do.
Yeah,
you talk
I mean,
story with the guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Small talk.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
These guys
he's
more than
super
me.
Super cool.
Oh, yeah, he's right next door.
He's right next door to me,
yeah.
So I talk to him all the time, and he always gets my packages from me. He's super cool.
Okay.
Yeah, really nice guy.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's a, like how we always do on the show where we do a weekly recap of we just, you know, talk about what goes on in our weeks. What is a week in the life of yourself and the business? What goes on in Mono?
What goes on in Mono? A lot of leather making.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Custom leather making.
Yeah, we
wow.
do a lot of our own leather goods, so yeah.
Oh, excellent.
We've been busy with that. A lot of ordering for the store. Trying to do stuff on social media, but I'm kind of slacking on that. We gotta do more posts, I think. But,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
But and then the web store too. So there's a bunch of stuff that's going on there.
What do you see as your hottest seller? Like a lot of people are coming in for a
right
certain
now.
Thing.
A lot of leather goods.
Yeah.
A lot of leather covers for notebooks.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of like wallets.
Is it because you make it in store, literally?
I'm not too sure. Yeah, maybe, possibly. I would like to think so.
Was that a thing you've seen missing too in Hawaii? More handmade leather?
Yeah, maybe there's not too many leather craftsmen
right
down here. I'm not too familiar with too many. Maybe there would be like three or four maybe.
Wow. But
yeah. I really enjoy making it. I love doing it. Yeah, it's kind of my new thing right now.
So yeah. So there you go. So that'd be the exclusive thing.
Yeah. Oh,
exclusive leather making. See, people are calling you
calling
to ask about the leather making. People, it's such a hot. Pick up that phone, bro. That guy's gonna say you get the leather.
It's gonna be $5.
Not leather. You get the leather.
You get the leather.
You get the leather.
You get the leather.
Get the
leather. You can send the letter out.
Sorry, I'm gonna answer this later.
There you go. See, see what goes on.
Customers.
You see these people?
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're asking for that life doormat.
They're asking for the Wu-Tang doormat.
They're asking for that Wu-Tang doormat, bro.
The leather Wu-Tang doormat.
Leather. You get the leather.
Anyway.
So amongst the leather goods, then are there like home goods as well?
Yeah, a lot of office, home goods, a lot of stationary goods. So we get a lot of students coming in.
Right.
UH is close by. We got a lot of college students, high school students. Yeah, they appreciate good paper, you know, Japanese.
Right.
Stellar paper. They make a lot.
It's good.
Yeah, solid. Yeah.
See, it truly feels a niche because.
Oh yeah.
What I mean, you can't even think of a store that would have these types of items anywhere in this radius at all.
I couldn't think of
right?
one before this.
All I think of is Hakubundo that comes
in
my
mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
If that's even still around.
Don Quixote dollar store.
And who wants to go to Don Quixote?
A lot of stuff from there.
Quite frankly, bro.
Dollar store.
Dollar store, which is gone.
Yeah.
Now, all this place is train wreck.
Yeah.
It's a dumpster fire over there.
So, is there any other businesses kind of like your model? No?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also just remember the Japanese old lady always had those shops.
Right.
Right, but it's always geared towards that Japanese old lady stuff. Yes.
Right, and those have kind of come and gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you remember, there was one in the University Square that they tore down where Hungry Ear was. Where is that little across from Puck's Alley? There was on the bottom floor a stationery store.
Right.
I don't know if you guys remember this one.
I forget that one.
Because they tore it all down, but then that was a huge one. I don't know if that was Hakubundo, but.
Oh, I don't know.
Possibly. I don't know.
But that was the only one I remember. So clearly, this is a niche that is going to be exclusive along with the leather making you're
right.
doing?
Yeah, that's nice.
Right.
Very good stuff, sir.
Thank you.
Good stuff, huh?
Leather.
Leather.
So you grew up in this area?
I did. I grew up in Makiki.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you knew John a while too then?
I've known John forever. I mean, he's practically family.
Nice.
He's best friends with my cousin. I grew up with him since I was young.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mactown.
Oh, perfect. Mactown.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Korean food?
Mine?
Yeah. Takeout.
Probably yakiniku.
Or for takeout though?
Oh, for takeout.
Takeout.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yummies, well, because we asked.
Peppas.
Oh, there you go, Peppas.
Okay.
Peppas was in Makiki.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I've ever tried Peppas.
What's in the beautiful Makiki Village? The beautiful, spacious, grand.
Is there still
Makiki
the card
Village?
Shop upstairs?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're still there.
They're still there, yeah.
I used to go there all the time when I was.
If you live in Makiki, you have to go there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's fun over there.
Is there a video store downstairs?
Downstairs.
Yeah.
By the winery.
Yeah.
Remember that?
There used to be a video store before. There's a wine shop now, I think.
Pizza Hut, you get the crazy market
Subway?
That never has anything you want, but
Village
it's there.
Village
Market.
Sure Shot Cafe. Oh, yeah.
So you get all the hippie hollies on one side, you get all the crazy ice addicts on the other side.
That's
war.
That's a
big
little
war.
Little space that's just thrived all these years.
Yeah.
It's a home away from home, as they call
it. Laundromat around the corner.
Yeah, that place has been there forever.
Do the laundry, And they can't forget Makiki Inn.
Yeah.
Blade Lunch, Chicken Katsu, beware.
Right.
Good?
Yeah.
You lived up the street, right?
I mean,
like walking distance.
Yeah.
Mixed play.
It's questionable, you know. When you go in and the tables get all scratches on the table, you kind of wondering. Thank goodness for the health code violation sticker they put the grades now.
Right. What grade did they get?
Oh, back in the day?
B.
It's going to be Z. They ain't getting no A, B, or C, man. I think Peppa's got him on that one.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But good, interesting that he said Peppa's, because we asked John last week, and we're going to be doing in the future, in the very near future, a Korean takeout food battle.
Yes.
Okay.
Where your choice was
Young's,
Gaia. And then the other choice would be Peppa's.
Peppa's.
And
battle.
I'm going to be the taste tester because I don't really eat Korean food.
Yeah.
So I'll give a neutral, honest opinion on what's going to happen.
Can I change minds?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll say Gina's.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Gina's the nicest gal in the world.
Damn, Gina.
I remember she knows your name, remembers your name, remembers everybody.
So we're going to do a three-way battle?
Gina's. We could, because Gina's is a good one.
It's even Peppa's anymore, is it?
I haven't been up there in a while.
Oh, it's not. They changed.
They probably.
If it changed, we can't use them then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gina's is a good one, though.
Yeah. Gina's versus Young's.
Because a lot of people know Gina's.
I'll stick with Gina's.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Gina's and Young's?
Yeah, Gina's and Young's. We could do that instead. I mean, if Peppa's is still there, we could do like a Gina's, Peppa's, the winner will battle.
Takes on. Oh, yeah. Like
you know,
like,
one of those. Like,
yeah, triangle match.
I think Peppa's would be more comparable to maybe Yummy's.
Right.
I think Gina's.
Like a chain.
Yeah, okay, we want more like, we want more like original.
Yeah.
I like the Gina's.
So we go to the Gina's versus...
Your pick
is
Young's. Yeah, my pick, Young's.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
Perfect, so that's going to happen,
Yeah.
You've never been to Gina's.
I don't remember eating that. I remember eating there once.
You're a Market City guy.
Yeah.
So.
I think there once. I don't know why I didn't go there often.
The nicest lady, because I even went there in high school, and she'll remember your name.
I just went there for Fun Factory.
Right.
Back in the day.
Market City used to be the place.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of John Ohm and speaking of Korean food, he answered a question off of our five questions. And it's about that time where you will be playing five questions. It's a game we do with every guest.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's begin this. Dean, Mauna Hawaii, five questions.
Here we go.
Number one, we're going to start with geography. It's a two-parter.
Okay.
Name the back streets behind the Wave Waikiki. And name some of the stores near Wave Waikiki. So we'll go with part one. Let's break this up. Wave Waikiki, you're a DJ, as we all know.
Right.
DJ through the years, DJ at the Wave, DJ at millions of places.
Right.
Back streets behind the Wave.
Ina Road.
Yeah. There's another one.
I think I know one.
There's one more. Ina Road, we all know.
Yeah.
And then there's another one.
I think I know it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
No assistance.
There's Holbron behind.
That's the one I knew. That's
exactly.
That's
so that is correct.
Right.
That is correct.
There you go.
And then the big question, you have the big Wave Waikiki wall, of course. We all know the artwork.
Right.
And then when you come out, there's that store, right?
7-Eleven.
There's 7-Eleven.
Right.
And there's that one interesting store that when you come out of the Wave, it's right there when you come out to the right. In the same building complex as the Wave that sold, we don't even know.
Yeah, remember that.
What, if you can say or tell us what was the name or what was even sold in there? Because I have no idea what was sold in
there. They had like clothing in there, remember, right?
Correct.
Oh man, how do you know? Did you go shopping there or something?
No one did.
But they had like wild stuff in there.
Correct.
I don't think I've ever been in there either.
The name of the place.
Right. I don't think any of us remembers the name of the place, but it was this weird store.
Yeah.
Because whenever we go to Wave, we go in and then we get out of there.
Yeah.
We don't hang out.
It was right next door to it. I remember that.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's, you know what? Because you got clothes, that is correct.
Yeah.
What is the name of it?
I don't know.
You don't...
Because I was wanting him to know because he was going to know. So that's why the answer was clothes because I remember clothes.
Right.
And that's all I know.
In the front. Yeah.
So therefore, that is correct.
One for one then.
One for one.
All right. Good job.
Question number two. Now, you went to Roosevelt,
right?
Just like John Ohm.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Hawaiian rhyme of choice? Now, he gave his Hawaiian rhyme last week. Now, an example of Hawaiian rhyme is no can handle Randall, no worry beef curry, that kind of a style stuff. He had one that, and he mentioned that was the top one of Roosevelt. Name or say, recite. The top one of Roosevelt, the Hawaiian rhyme.
Oh.
Think Papa Kalea.
Oh.
Okay, hints. We'll give you hints on this one. This is a tough one. Papa Kalea.
Uh-huh.
Think Mokau.
Knives.
Knives.
Scraps.
Scraps.
And we may have to, that'll be it.
I probably do know this one. But
I think you will know this. And just think of the phrase and think of something that rhymes with
that. Kadapi Kru, Ani Ani Kru.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
that's
wow.
A good...
That is not it, but
that's
it.
That's the next level, though. That's some buzz one right there.
God, John should know that one.
That's the next level, bro.
Wow.
This is John Ohm's one, and this is that
So I actually did that one.
We have officially progressed. Wow.
John's one was false crack medevac.
False crack medevac.
But that one is like...
Because you took it to the next level, that is correct.
That is correct, yeah.
That is correct. All right. We're going to play a new five-question game.
Buzz One actually said that in a track.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the greatest tracks.
That's great. That's
why I remember it so good, because the way he says it, Buzz One.
You got to put that on a shirt.
He had that line in his...
He put that line in his in a track.
Gaddafi crew?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
He's like, peace to the Anani crew, Gaddafi. He's like, no, he does it in his nasally...
Wow. Amazing.
He had this song with all just smoke terms.
Wow.
And he had that.
He was high when he was doing
Buzz One is Buzz One.
He was Buzz 24/7.
All right. Buzz.
Question three. We're going to play Before It Was, meaning we're going to name a place... And you're going to tell us what it was before and what it was before then. It's a very classic Hawaii-only thing that we do as local people. So we're going to, like, for example, Pine and Jigger was what before, which was what before. So Pine and Jigger was Kochi before, which was King's Bakery before. So what was Mono before it was Mono before it was that?
Mono was Tara's secret closet before Mono.
Yep. And before that
before
was
that.
What?
I think it might have been a hobby shop, maybe.
That is correct.
That
is correct. It was a hobby shop. I don't remember the name, but it was a hobby shop.
I never knew that. I knew the closet, but I never knew the hobby
shop. Yeah. Correct.
Ooh,
correct.
Three for
three.
Ooh,
three for three,
bro.
We've never had a five out of five, so we're getting there.
The
movie, okay.
Yep.
Okay. I want you to just take a deep breath on this one. It's going to be a quick one. All right. In 10 seconds, name five symptoms of mono. Go. Symptoms of mono.
Oh, kissing disease, fatigue.
Five, four.
Turning yellow.
Three, two.
Hard time breathing.
One. Okay, that is correct. That is correct.
There we go. Look, four for four, man.
Mono has like a million symptoms.
Yeah. You could have said anything.
Kissing disease, that's the one. There you go.
There you go.
Don't kiss the wrong people, bro.
Yeah.
Mono all day.
Floozies.
You got that right. All right, now, to get five out of five.
Yeah, if you win five out of five, you will win
the
Sleep Times Over prize when we make them.
We're going to get you something. Some trophy of respect.
A mug, a t-shirt, one of those things.
But before we talk about that, you got to answer question number five. And this is question number five. Who is... like that build up?
Yeah, I like it.
Better DJ...
Oh, here we go.
G-Dog or G-Spot?
Oh!
Now, to listeners, G-Dog, famous man.
Pomade man.
Stone Groove family, now does Pomade.
And guess what? He moved back to Hawaii.
Moved back to Hawaii to open up a store.
Yeah.
G-Spot, prominent promoter.
Yeah.
Radio.
From Chicago.
Show. Right?
Yeah.
House DJ. Better DJ in your opinion.
Huh.
Now, you know these guys well.
I'll go with G-Spot.
Final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
That is correct. Yeah! That is correct. Wow. Five out of five.
Five out of five. First ever.
Woo!
Sirens ablazing. You win a Sleep Times Over mug when we get them.
You're going to get that sweater.
Sweater. We have a sweater? We have a sweater coming?
It's coming.
Okay,
seasonal.
Fine.
So we got like 11 months to do this.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
We got to prepare. We have to sew it. You gotta get somebody to sew it in the back.
Five out of five.
Five out of five, sir. Unreal.
Congratulations.
Unreal. See? And these were tough questions.
They're tough, dude. Dina Road, Holbron.
Bruh.
Car towed from there, Holbron, many
a
times.
You bested John's Hawaiian rhyme.
Yeah, he did. That's like next level, bro.
I mean, it's right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Crew, bro.
Unbelievable.
John knows that one, too, gang.
He'll find out about this one. But yeah, well done, sir.
Any shout outs? Any
any shout outs? Anything?
A lot, man, all you guys, Mojo, Truth, Sally Guy.
What's the future for Mono?
Future for Mono? Hopefully, our web store.
Good call.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like number one. Sure.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yep.
That
it? Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. Okay.
Word, yo.
Out, man.
Give it up for Dean Song.
The block is hot. Yes.
Mono Hawaii. Check them out. Instagram, Facebook, website. And check us out on the block. That's it. Macaulay. Season 3, episode 10.
Up talk like that.
Up talk like that. What, bro?
Why?
I need a Kadafa group.
You got 5 out of 5.
Hey, guys.
Toots.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
You got
very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Sleep time's sleep over. Time's we'll be right back.
Turn it Hello. Up. This is the Lord Flores at 12th Avenue Grill.
Raise it up.
And you're listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Raise it up.
It's over.
Raise it
up.
Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over. Kevin the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Season 3. Episode 10.
We gotta talk all high every time.
Get
your mic on the ground.
A mic on the ground, bro. What you? WWE, Tony Schiavone.
Brother, we're gonna talk high because that's how we do. I don't know.
Anyway.
It's a salute to Hawaiian up talking.
Up talking.
That's what
which
doing.
Is like
we're
the high voice. Again, yeah.
Where you have to talk high and you have to sound like you're saying a question every yeah. single response you give.
Oh, bro.
And you get excited and you talk
oh,
high.
Oh, you seen the kind.
For real?
Nah.
Why? You sure?
Like talking regular. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How's it? Oh, brah.
Seen the girl.
Oh, Mina.
Oh, she's hot, huh? He dating her. Like that. It's
the
like
craziest
voice.
The craziest up talking is the high talk or high voice
yeah.
is the big brothers.
Yeah.
They have like the highest voices.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why can't we just talk down?
Hobron.
Hobron Lane.
Hobron Lane.
Why you gotta be like that for?
Oh, bro, why you like make like that? Chi.
She's that
this
hot.
This doesn't sound good, though.
It doesn't sound right, because he still sounds like must be high. She's still hot.
Chew.
She really is hot.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yep.
It has to be high.
It has to be high.
Oh, bro, that me. Yeah. Do you remember when people used to say supe?
Yep.
That was like late 90s, I think, because brother is... made it popular, I think.
Was that it? Was that who did
I
it?
I think brother is the guy that made supe popular. Supe and Booyah.
Booyah
people,
was
people say, no, no, but I think Booyah, right. I don't know who did Booyah first.
Booyah tried, bro.
No, I don't think they even made it popular,
they
though.
It, no. Cypress Hill did Booyah.
Yeah, but like only in Hawaii we would say Booyah.
Right. Well, it's...
Well, I don't know. Maybe LA they did. Who knows?
Well, you segue well, sir, because speaking of brother is, and
yeah.
speaking of the Hawaiian music... We're not going to talk about Hawaiian music
nope,
right now.
Not today.
We're going to talk about Jawaian music.
There we go, buddy.
And this week's Mount Rushmore is a salute to the best, the Mount Rushmore of Jawaian bands, songs,
yeah.
Jawaian stuff.
What is Jawaian music? You might ask yourself.
I ask myself that every day.
I do all the time, like talking heads. You ask yourself.
Well, he's not even going to know because I don't even know. And I'm going to refer to you for this week's Mount Rushmore.
Okay, here we go,
I
bro.
I know songs, but I want you to give me your list of Jawaian songs.
Yeah.
Your Mount Rushmore.
Right.
And we're going to analyze these songs live.
Right.
And what is going on with this Jawaian music?
Are you making me define it because I'm Hawaiian? Thinking that it's because I'm Hawaiian, that's why I do Jawaian music.
That's correct.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, anyway, here we go. Yes.
So, here we go. Let's
so,
start
Jawaian
off.
Music, I have no idea why. It's generic. Reggae.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, it's like, it has gotten better. Musicianship, you know, the artists.
Are
but
you serious?
There is some pretty decent.
Are you just
but,
saying this
but now it's called island music.
98.5. I got
island
it.
Island music.
It's the same
but
stuff,
basically,
bro.
It's brothers that grew up in the Hawaii, all of a sudden get reggae accents.
Exactly.
Ja, Rastafari man, coming
they love
straight
it.
Out the island.
Why?
You ever see
Why?
Reggae Shark?
Reggae Shark.
You ever seen the Reggae Shark? You need
I'm
to go
no.
and Google Reggae Shark, brah.
Is this going to waste my life?
It'll not waste your life. It would enhance your life.
The only
Reggae
Jawaian,
Shark.
I'll take a look. Okay. The only Jawaian guy I know is, remember in a previous episode, Mr. Ja Harden, brah.
Oh, Ja Harden.
The Reggae Rocket Man.
He needs to come back. But anyway, Jawaian music is basically local brothers playing Jawaian. I mean, playing Hawaiian. I mean,
local brothers playing Hawaiian.
playing reggae music.
You see what I'm saying?
It's like a simpler form of reggae music right. done with a ukulele.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, dude. It's Hawaiian music. You know it.
Let me tell you this, right? Okay.
Tell me something, then.
You the Hawaiian.
Okay.
I'm gonna explain my interpretation of Hawaiian.
Okay,
music,
go ahead.
All it is some guy crying, and then the beat is going. Dun, 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 I'm in love with the one night stand. I don't want to be your man, girl.
It's pretty good.
That's it, right?
A terrible accent, but it's
that's
pretty good.
90. They too have a terrible accent. That's 90% of the Jawaian songs, bro.
And my Jawaian song would be like, oh, brother, let's go to the beach. Chinka chink, ja Rastafari. Chinka chink.
What
catch
happened?
One wave.
Exactly.
Ja.
That's which it. Perfectly segues into your first.
All right.
Play
so this is the
round.
Mount Rushmore.
Play it.
Of Jawaian bands.
Okay. So,
kid, so nobody out there call an uncle and get mad at me.
No.
Okay. This is just Sleep Time's Over. Cavett the Cat is my four top
yes.
Jawaian bands.
Yes.
I'm going to start off with this. Why I picked this band.
Yeah.
They're like.
What's the matter?
Young. What's the matter, girl?
What happened?
What happened?
There we go.
There we go.
Same beat.
Number one on my Mount Rushmore of Jawaian bands. The OPE Pickers, bruh.
Bruh.
Just the name itself.
That's Jawaian,
right? Screams
Jawaian. That's Jawaian.
What's your band name? OPE Pickers, bruh.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For real?
Why?
Nah.
That's Jawaian band. Right?
Wait,
yeah.
Wait, you guys jam you.
I mean, bruh.
You guys jam? But you jam one you can go make one van, boo. Okay. How's that? Okay, bro.
Okay.
So my first Jawaian band is OPE Pickers.
Yep.
Why OPE Pickers? Why not, bro? Why not?
Well, the video alone does it.
Okay.
The video, we need to post this video up.
Jawaian videos
are great.
Are the most awesomest videos ever.
Yep.
Not due to their production quality. Not due to the content.
No.
Or the script. Because they're one of the worst done videos in the world, bro. Which makes it...
comedy.
Awesome.
Pure comedy.
It's like watching a train wreck.
Yes.
Or a car crash. Or somebody eat it on a bike. You don't want to watch it because they're going to get hurt.
You got to keep watching.
But you keep watching it and then they eat it on your face and end up laughing.
Yeah. Which sums up local programming.
Local programming in a whole.
Local programming is this right here.
Right here.
It's always bad acting, bad stuff.
But you know what? Honestly, I'm making jokes. But OPE Pickers, I do like them as a Jawaian band.
Okay.
Local island reggae, whatever you call it.
Okay.
Imua Garza, which is the lead singer.
Okay.
He's a talented musician and audio engineer.
Alright.
He owns his own studio. So shout out to Imua.
Okay.
But the reason why I picked this band, because this song, I heard it, and there's a little breakdown on it, where they get a little pretty soon.
Oh,
not yet.
It's okay.
Coming up. They get a little what is that called? Like Kachi Kachi, kind of like, you know, like.
I know that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Kachi Kachi music. No, go!
Oh, so you can't ditch Willie K. Willie K.
What is Willie K?
Willie K, bro. Come, the mafia come for you.
Okay, that's true.
Hawaiian mafia, Bumpy Conahele, coming for you, bro. You
know, can I make a statement?
You can't diss Uncle Willie K.
As I'm really sounding really howly right now, I know about Hawaiian music, bro.
There you
I don't
go,
know
bro.
About this
there
kind of
go.
Stuff. Kalapana all day. For real.
There you go. See?
Very random.
You gotta appreciate. No, okay.
It's drum and bass esque.
I like it. Okay, there we go. So, anyway, shout out to the OPE Pickers, number one in my Mount Rushmore of Jawaian bands.
Mm. Okay.
Plenty young girls.
Right.
Plenty young girls.
Plenty young girls.
Not a lot. Plenty. Okay.
So, keep going. I'm gonna go technical.
Okay, so now let's move along here. Woo, okay, and on Mount Rushmore, the next group is a fairly new group, and it's probably one of the hottest Jawaian island reggae around, okay?
Here we go.
This band has a name.
Imua.
No.
Kahika.
Okay, when I first heard this name, it's pretty generic.
Okay.
This guy is from 94 Block, Waipahu.
Woo!
So, me saying this is kind of dangerous.
I'm going to stay quiet right now.
But these brothers is cool brothers.
Okay.
All okay. Right. And this song, which is why I like this band, is because even though we're making fun of Jawaian music, this kind of broke them out of the Jawaian mold. Okay? This is kind of a weird one. Here we go.
Okay.
So, it's called, the song, it's called Nothing Too High. The band is called Rebel Soldiers.
It's called YouTube commercial.
Called YouTube commercial? Rebel Soldiers, bruh.
Oh, Rebel Soldiers, okay.
Called 94 Black.
I have heard of these guys.
When I heard the name, I was like, bruh, are you serious? How much more stereotypical Hawaiian can you get?
That's pretty stereotypical.
Rebel Soldiers.
Defend Hawaii, bruh.
Bruh. You like die or what? We might die,
bruh.
This episode, we might not be episode 11, bruh.
This will be episode 11, Make.
Episode 11, hold, bruh. You actually alive?
You dead or what?
Okay, anyway.
I'm signing off then. That's all you, man. I'm signing off.
No, okay. As much as I'm making fun of Hawaiian music, I'm really seeing bands I actually like. So,
okay, so there we go. Yeah.
I love the OP Pickers. Rebel Soldiers, when I first heard the name, I'm like, bruh, are you serious?
Right.
It's like calling yourself Ja Warriors, which I think that's a real band. But Rebel Soldiers, this song and this video.
Yeah.
It's good.
Here we go.
I like it, bruh. Nothing to hide, bruh.
The video is good?
Yeah, the video is good, bruh. It's like the way it's shot. It's not.
Okay.
It's not your typical
DVD,
bruh.
It's not Overdrive. This is like Overdrive Live-esque,
though. It is, but you gotta watch the whole video.
The film quality. Okay.
The film quality.
Yeah.
Instead of using, like, you know, 320i, they use 1080p. So.
There you go, bro.
Rebel Soldiers, because their music, I see they try to push the envelopes. As long as they make classic supe songs. Classic skanking songs.
Right.
Number one rule of good Hawaiian music. You can't skank. Take the money out the bank, bro.
Skadank.
There you go.
Exactly.
Skadank. Everyone's applicant.
Yeah.
So second group is Rebel Soldiers.
Okay. How long have they been around?
They've been around for a while now.
This is a long time group.
This is like their biggest hit.
Okay.
Because the video definitely ushered in a new era of Hawaiian and local music production.
Okay.
Because they're the first one. I think they used the same production crew, I think, as either Hawaii 5-0 or Lost or something like that.
Oh.
So they went in.
Really?
Yeah, they went and they spent the money. Instead of using a camcorder,
right,
they're using the HD red cameras.
Well, I respect that for them stepping up the game.
Yeah, and they're from 94 Block, so I respect because I love Waipa.
Wow.
So Rebel Soldiers, bro.
Do you listen to Hawaiian in the car when you're driving to the shop?
I listen to AM radio.
Oh,
I only listen to AM radio. 1420.
1420,
830, 990,
okay.
1040.
Okay.
I only listen to
podcasts.
I do turn it every now and then just to kind of stay current. You know, I turn it to 98.5, 100.3, 91.3. You know, just to see what is the Hawaiian music going on.
That's right.
Very rarely I hear a song that I like. Ukulama, they play it, so I like it.
Oh, Ukulama's on there.
That's our crew right there. We know Brother John.
There you go.
John Gumby. We know all the brothers.
Asher.
Asher. Kulan, brother.
Listeners of the show, yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, but yeah, I don't listen to regular music.
Okay.
This is kind of the killer right here. You ain't a good Hawaiian band if you can't sing.
Oh, yeah, you got to have this guy.
You got to have the guy, bro.
Yeah.
See, this is not bad.
The Ragamuffin guy.
But, I mean, I could pick out a lot of Hawaiian bands that have that terrible patois scat. It's like, bruh.
There is a band that just popped into my head that I want to surprise you with when I get to my list.
Yeah.
Regarding this.
So, yeah, that was pretty decent.
Okay.
Who am I to say what's good or not? You make the decision. But
this is Rebel your Soldiers,
brah. My Mount Rushmore, brah.
This is your Mount
Rebel Rushmore. Rebel Soldiers, brah. Okay, moving along. So we had OP Pickers.
Yeah.
We had Rebel Soldiers. Now let's get into the next one right here. Okay, here we go. We're going to take it back. How far back?
Way back.
Way back. This is high school days, middle school days.
Oh, here we go, brah.
Taking it back, brah.
Hawaiian style band,
brah. This, no.
Love and honesty,
no.
Brah.
Get up, brah. No.
Oh, wait till you hear my list, sir. Wait till you hear. Okay.
Here we go, brah. Here we go, brah. Here we go. Let's go. This is the 80s, brah. 90s.
Oh, this is the 90s.
This is the 90s?
This is... You tell me, bro.
This is like 80s, right? Is this like 80s, 90s?
I don't know this song.
This is the legendary Jawaian local music.
Oh.
Whole iconic, bro.
Gee.
I remember going to the birthday bash.
Yes.
At the Shell.
The infamous birthday bash.
All my Hawaiian brothers, and we skanking over there.
If you're local, you go to the birthday bash, bro.
My wife hates it when I act Jawaian.
You skank.
I skank.
Really?
I skank.
Wow.
I said, oh.
I'll pay money to see that.
Bruh. It's so funny. Skanking is the best ever, bruh.
It's very easy.
It's funny, that's why.
You're just doing... Well, there's this style, like, you know, the Hawaiian local guy dancing. But then the skanking, I can't really do.
But you got to give it up. You got to give it up for the one sister or the one... Because everybody waits till it's dark.
Yeah.
Nobody dances. Only the one brother, sister, or the one auntie
right.
that'll get up when it's still 6 p.m. still light and start skanking.
No shame.
But once the lights go down, turn your lights down low, everybody's skanking.
Huh.
Can't help but skank.
They shame.
Yeah, they shame. So I always tease my wife, like, oh, don't let me skank.
Wow.
That's all you do, hey.
Oh, so you went to the birthday bash with her?
No. We didn't even know each other. I didn't go out my
got it. Got it. Wow.
Skank with the skank. Look for the chicks.
Yeah.
With the bongo jeans.
Yeah.
What the chicks wear back there with the...
Menace pants.
The chicks didn't wear menace pants.
Maybe.
With the jellies.
Any kind ones.
With the haircut. The hair that looked like waves. Like that.
Yep.
Any kind.
Lava.
So, Hoi Kane.
Yeah.
They got brother Jamin Wong. He does all that. The reggae style.
Wait, Jamin Wong?
Jamin Wong.
Shouldn't it be Jamin Wong?
Jamin Wong. I'm pretty sure it's Jamin Wong.
Jamin is Jamin. Jamin on the one.
He is like the OG of all the brada da bada bada bada.
Oh, okay. Yep. See, this is informational.
Yeah. I don't know how I know all this Jawaian.
I don't know. You're Hawaiian, that's why.
Doesn't mean I know Jawaian.
Well, true. But that is...
There you go. Reggae.
A good factoid there.
See, I don't know what happened because Hawaiian music was actually good back then.
I like how you keep saying that in this segment.
Listen to the musicianship of this, man. It's good, bro.
Well, this was better than that first song that you played.
Oh, yeah. So, Icon is definitely better than OP Pickers.
Right. So
I just like that OP Pickers took some risks on some songs.
Right. But the video is better because this doesn't even have a
video. There's not a video, yeah. It just has a... Amy's cover.
Alright.
And the name of this album was called Island Ivory, bro.
There you go.
Alright, moving along. Hoi Kane. Bro, that's like our dads and uncles. Here we go. This is the king group of all Jawaian groups. I'm not going to say Brother Nolan because he's the godfather of Jawaian. Given already. But this group right here is the fathers of all Jawaian groups.
Okay.
You ready over here? Pull it up over here. You get the one Portuguese in the front.
Oh, wait a minute.
You get the two Fijian or Tongans over here.
Hold on a second. I think I know.
There we go, brah.
Who you're talking
about. The OG, brah. How can you go wrong?
Yeah. Is this the Lima?
Yes, it is your uncle and mine, even though you might not be Portuguese.
I think
Capena,
he is.
Bro. There you go.
I think he is, bro.
No, we're not Portuguese.
Oh, we're not Portuguese. Well, thank goodness. But yeah. I'm just saying, we're still going to die with this episode.
Woo!
We're going to die. I'm going to be downtown, and some moke is going to kill me.
Yeah, they're going to be like, hey, you the guy who's dissing Jawaian music, huh, bro?
No, that's the other guy. No, that's you, huh?
That's you, huh? Because you the holy ass.
Yeah, you,
You like, die.
And then, that's it. Episode 11, make.
Episode 11, hour and a half of silence.
Yep.
Dean and John are going to do it.
They'll do it. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on film. Just silence.
Oh, but I got nothing bad. I mean, I have nothing bad to say about any of these bands. But the OG, Jawaian music, Capena. How could you not? It's everybody's childhood.
I just want to know this, okay? How did Hawaiian music go from hey-ya,
like Casamero's?
To this. When did that happen? Why did it happen? were people just bored with the old sound and decided they love reggae so much that they want to incorporate it into the sound?
You know what? I do not know. Because even Brother Nolan's albums were way more musical.
Yeah.
So it kind of like degressed almost. Like, I don't know. Like, the 80s is like the peak, I think, of Hawaiian music.
Like, Cecilia Capono.
Oh, yeah.
Henry Capono,
yeah.
Still going.
Kalapana, Olomana.
Kalapana. What happened? You know? Noelani Cipriano.
So would you say that the Hawaiian music that's on the air now is like mumble rap?
You know what?
Comparable?
Comparably? I would think so.
Because nothing compares to Kalapana.
If you ask one of the forefathers of Hawaiian music
right.
to listen to current Hawaiian music now, they're going to say it's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Hawaiian music now.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I don't know, man.
Much like mumble rap.
Yeah,
when
what
did
happened?
Mumble rap decide to say, hey, we're going to start mumbling
We
now.
Need to find an anthropologist, a sociologist,
yeah.
psychologist,
psychiatrist,
gynecologist.
Yep.
Something that just...
Dr. Octagonicologist.
There you go. To come into the show and explain to us...
What's going on?
What happened from C&K, Casamero's, any kind, that kind, all the way down to now.
Yeah.
How did it evolve?
Yeah. I'm going to be very curious.
Is there an expert on local
music?
There's
got to be. There's got to be.
Musicology?
Got to be.
Anyway, my number one group...
There you go.
...of my Mount Rushmore is Kapena.
There you go.
Childhood, great music, great rhythms, make you feel good.
Okay.
Nothing bad to say about any of these groups.
Okay.
Funny, some funny things to say, but nothing really bad to say. It's Hawaiian music. You
Wait,
guys know how I
funny.
Feel about that.
You think you're funny.
Okay, yeah. So that is my, there it is. Boom.
Okay.
Kapena, Hoaikane, Rebel Soldiers, and OPE Pickers, Mount Rushmore, the local music.
There you have it. On to,
Okay,
my list.
What you got?
So, as you know, I'm not in tune with the Hawaiian music such as yourself.
Right.
So I just go from what I hear. And there is, though, one song that I will play that I still to this day enjoy. And as you mentioned him earlier, this
right.
is the forefather, the godfather of the Hawaiian music.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Here we go. Let's play it.
Let's hear it.
Is it. How come it's not playing? Oh, here we go.
Let's hear it. There it is, bro.
Here we go. This is still hot.
This is dope.
Hot jam. This is from the 80s, too. Here you go, yeah. Get ready. Play this.
Take your cup, come on,
come on. Right here, bro.
High voice, bro. A boy, say goodbye.
Here you go. Get ready. Right? And it gets better because, talk about up-talking, it's coming. Brother Nolan himself does it.
Brother Nolan knew who his brother is?
Who is brother?
Tony Congregation.
Really?
Yep. They grew up Pua Lane in Palama. Like
really?
That. Really? Hey, it's part about being Hawaiian.
See? Factoids.
Factoids.
Hello.
That's great.
Yo, this is 80s.
Brother Nolan.
Respect to Brother Nolan.
Brother Nolan. Respect Brother Nolan.
Brother Nolan, we got to have him on the show, bro. Brother Nolan. Okay. Coconut Girl, bro. I tell you what. Still to this day, hot jam.
Hot jam, bro.
It was used in movies recently in Pineapple Express.
It was?
Yeah.
That's right.
It was on Pineapple Express. As a prominent song on the movie.
That's a great... I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't used that song more.
Right?
That song just seems like it'll just fit right in with movies.
Right. And Brother Nolan's still going strong.
Yeah, he is.
So he's still okay. Still good guy. He's got to be the top. That's my number one.
That's a great one. Great one right there. I know Brother Nolan.
But then,
love his records.
But after that...
Oh, okay. Here we
things kind of go to a blur.
Where are we going with this?
So I'm just going to recall some songs, and I mentioned it earlier, and I want you to tell me the origin of this song, okay? The infamous song called, that I know of, I'm in love with a one-night stand. I don't want to be your man.
What song is...
Who sings that?
What Hawaiian song is that?
What is that?
A one-night stand?
I'm in love with a one-night stand. I don't want to be your man.
Oh, Fiji? Was it Fiji?
Was it Fiji? I don't know.
Well,
but I heard this song on the radio.
One Night Stand. Fiji. I mean...
I'm sure there's a great video for this. But I'm in love with a one night stand. I don't want to be your man. That's all I know.
One Night Stand?
Oh, it's not One Night Stand the rapper. It's not no back way. In the day hip-hop heads. It is what? I'm in love with a One Night Stand.
I'm in love with a One Night... It's got to be Fiji, right? No?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God, I don't know either, though.
See? How do you not know this? Bruh. I'm going to look up Fiji right now.
I don't think it's Fiji. And if it was Fiji, I wouldn't say anything bad about Fiji or make fun of him.
Right.
Because, yeah.
We'll die.
Kind. Bumpy kind of headache going to come over here.
We're going to die. Okay. So if we don't know this, listeners, please chime in and give us the name, song title, artist of who is the guys that sing, I'm in love with a one-night stand, I don't want to be your man. That's as howly as I'm going to ever say a Jawaian song right now. So while we're in confusion, I'm going to add to the confusion. The third song, I have to go. Did you find it?
I think this might be it.
We have another YouTube ad.
There you go. I think this might be it.
Okay, skip in 5 seconds. Three.
Oh,
two.
This is it.
Here we go. Play it, rap. Here we go.
This is the Kink High Boys.
Wow.
This video is awesome.
Wow. I love it.
I think they're from the Neighbor Island.
Of course.
But this is one of the ones they play on Overdrive Live.
There you go.
And you gotta watch the video. It's awesome.
There you go.
See, that's a cool... See? Why did you pick this up?
Because I remember it. It caught my attention because it just sounds so crazy. I'm in love with a one night stand, but we don't really want to be your man. Right? Right, ladies? Here you go. Let's listen to the lyrics here.
No, it was one more. Right, the second verse already.
Right. Wow.
Are we gonna get banned from like all local venues because of this?
Quite possibly.
Hey, you guys, sleep time's over. Eh? Just talking bad about my band. Eh? You
get out.
Get out.
Get out.
You two guys, get out.
But we know Billy V. No, no matter, bro.
Billy V probably don't like us.
Yeah.
Because I want to replace him at the UH Kids.
That's right. Wow, see? Shots are fired everywhere, bro. Where's the chorus, though?
This is it. Supposed to happen this way. Just gone like the wind. So you just been banging.
That's it?
You just been hanging. Smack, bang him like that.
Who inside? Out. Get out.
Gone like the wind, he said.
Who inside?
This bottle is like.
Pull out.
See right here.
There you go.
Bruh, there you go. KKI boys, bruh. Bang and the pump and dump, bruh.
Pump and dump, bruh.
That's what he said. I am not saying this. I am interpreting. He said he would bang him and he's gone like the wind.
Wow. He says that in the song?
He pump said and dump? That. No, I know.
He's okay. Wait, I got a problem. Keep going. Keep going.
No. That's he didn't say pump and dump.
That'd be great.
KKI boys, everybody, you guys need to watch this video. It's a great video. And when I say great video for Jawaian, meaning you need to watch this video.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That's number one in your Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Well, number one is Brother Nolan.
Oh, yeah. Brother Nolan.
And then
KKI Boys.
KKI Boys.
With One Night Stand.
Thank you for telling me. Finally, yep. I get to know.
Shout out to my friend named KKI.
Okay. And then next.
Okay, here we go.
I'm just going to sing this song.
Okay, here we go.
This is Name That Tune, basically.
Nice.
My Mount Rushmore is Name That Tune.
All right. Because you're not really up on your Jawaian.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay, this next one is it, okay, video still playing? Because we need to have this video for everyone, because the next one is going to be, and the Kaiser Bow.
Bruh, how do you not know what that is? You're telling me you don't know what that is?
I love you like a mango.
That's a wrong song, you.
Oh, really?
That's two different songs.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. See? I'm very howly this episode.
Bruh.
Okay, let me differentiate.
Your howly is coming out now, bruh.
Full on, brother. Not brother, brother. Okay, I'm going to go with this song. I'm going to go with I Love You Like a Mango.
Okay.
Drop Baby Drop.
That's Drop Baby Drop by Manao Company, bro.
There you go. That's my song, bro. Number three. Number three. Number three, bro. Number three.
Manao.
By Mount Rushmore.
Here we go.
The Manao Company.
This is it. Right here.
The winner of the Nahoku Hano 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 Award. Manao Company.
See, you know what thing about this is, if you listen to it, it doesn't sound too Jawaian.
What would this be then?
I don't know, because it seems like Jawaian really took a hold when like the younger guys got it.
Okay, right.
Because you listen to this, right?
It's slower.
It's like contemporary. It's kind
of
like.
It's the VH1 of Jawaian?
Yeah, it's like almost like when you hear it in the elevator now.
It's going. There's a dance like this, right?
Did you know this is originally a reggae song?
There you go. See, yeah. Jawaian. So you do the fist. You put the two fists next to each other, up on your chest, and you wheel the elbows, bro.
Look at that. Look what they're wearing right there. Aloha t-shirts, bro.
Aloha t-shirt, bro. Tori Richards.
See, that's what I think this is hard. Like, this is considered Jawaian, but they don't sound reggae at all.
It's not reggae.
Yeah.
Okay, reason why I know this song and I remember is because when I used to work at Foodland, Foodland Ala Moana would play only Hawaiian music all day long in the speakers, right?
Right.
So they play that song at least 30 times a day.
Oh.
What is this? This is the original?
Eddie Grant, bro.
Oh, Eddie Grant. Okay.
Eddie Grant from what? What song did he sing?
Eddie Grant, we're going to go down to Jamaica Avenue.
Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue, yes.
Here's the original.
There you go.
And nothing's more reggae and Jamaican than mangoes, bro.
Shout out to Chris Kattan, mango. That's the only mango I know, bro.
So you had Manal Company.
Yeah.
You had Cake High Boys, which is the most randomest Jawaian band.
Yeah.
And then you had
Brother Nolan. And now we have a fourth and final.
Oh, here
we
go.
And I'm gonna drop a bombshell on you right now.
Oh crap.
I don't think you know this.
Oh,
I've never told you.
Okay.
I've never told you this story.
Oh, this is like one of those ones you like come out of a closet or something.
I'm gonna come out of the basement.
Basement, okay.
This is gonna
happen. Here we go,
bro. My fourth group is a band that I used to open for at Don Ho's.
Wow.
Back in 2000. I was the opener,
opening DJ,
and the closing
what the
DJ
heck, bro.
For three, not one, not two, but three.
Three
concerts.
Wow.
At Don Ho's.
Don Ho's. Where's Don Ho's now?
Long gone into the sea. Because it's. What became of that?
What is Don Ho's? What was Don Ho's before?
It turned into something else. Well, it was. There's Gordon Biersch, which is still there.
Right.
There's Hooters, which is still
there. Okay, yeah.
There was. Kaponos,
right.
Was still there. And then Don Ho's, that spot, I do not know.
Wow, I didn't know you were there, yeah.
You know how I got that gig? G-Dog, bruh.
Bruh, G-Dog, bruh.
It all comes full circle. Okay,
all
okay,
comes
so
full
let's go with
call
it.
Me. Okay, here we go.
That group was B-E-T,
what? B-E-T, bruh.
B-E-T, I was, for a very brief moment in time.
Wow.
The opening and closing DJ for B-E-T, which stands for what, Cabot?
Big Every Time.
Cheers.
Which is sad because the lead singer actually got caught for drugs.
Oh, really?
And he is currently in jail.
Oh.
Not, I mean, all jokes aside, I ain't this and that.
I didn't know.
You know what's funny? I used to make fun of BET a lot on my radio show.
Yes, you did.
But I really like BET, though.
Well, let me say this, okay? I met them, and I obviously know and talked to them back in those days.
Right.
They were nice guys.
No,
everybody was nice.
Dude, they're dope.
I had no trouble. No, they're nice guys, good guys.
Right.
But to show, though, how there is a racial divide in this country.
Right.
Now, being the crowd for BET, now let's face it, everyone, it's going to be local people. Okay?
Right.
Local people. And then you have me coming out there DJing in my...
So what did you play?
Like, straight up, like, Ludacris, Juvenile... Like,
I guess it
gangster
fits,
thug
it fits,
stuff.
It fits with them.
Oh, yeah, they love it. And then Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah,
Chaka Demus.
Yeah, there you go.
Terror Fabulous. But as I was setting up, I heard a couple, like, local brothers in the back going, oh, what are we going to listen to? Techno. I was like, bruh. Okay. Gotcha, bruh. What? Who this guy? What? We're going to play. We're going to play techno now. We'll play house music like that. Okay, bruh. Yeah. And then I play Ludacris, What's Your Fantasy, brother. Oh, nice after that.
Oh, all the folks love that.
Oh, they love that stuff.
Wow.
Local people love it. Nelly, Ludacris,
okay, I see that.
Chaka Demus, Bum Bum.
There you go.
Gotta be played. Sister Nancy,
there
gotta
you go.
Be played. They all love it. Love it.
Bruh.
So that is my surprise story for you.
Bruh, that's a crazy story.
I opened and closed.
For BET. Big every time.
Three times.
And they changed their name. Did you know that?
They didn't know what?
To Blessed every time.
Really?
Yeah.
You serious?
I don't know how I know this. I have the most randomest Jawaian facts, bro.
This is good.
This song is on the real. I used to tease them. I don't know why, because the name Big Every Time, yeah. But wow. Yeah, this is good local music, Jawaian music, bro. Make me want to skank, bro.
Respect to Blessed Every Time.
Yep.
Which was formerly Big Every Time. That's my fourth and final on the Rushmore of Jawaian.
Wow. You know Brother I love Nolan. You, bro. So who's your Mount Rushmore then?
Brother Nolan.
Kekai Boys.
Thank you for pointing that out. Manao Company. And Big Every Time,
bro.
To me, it's Big Every Time, bro.
Yeah.
That's it. Got it.
And mine was Manao Company. No, mine was Hawaii Kane.
Yeah.
Kapena.
Yeah.
Rebel Soldiers,
yeah.
And OP Pickers, bro.
Yes, bro.
That is a Mount Rushmore.
Jawai.
Of Jawai.
That's right, bro.
So I would love to know what other people's...
Oh.
We haven't got feedback in a while.
Yeah.
But this is something that we really need your feedback on.
Yeah.
Because I would love to know what are your four, your Mount Rushmore of Jawaiian bands in the
Please let Hawaii. Us know, yes.
Instagram us, Facebook, Twitter is... Sleep Time's Over One. Sorry. I'm getting to this Jawaian. But check us out on all social media. Sleep Time's Over at Gmail. Hit us up. Zach Morris is skanking. Big Every Time. He's going to go into that reggae right here. Listen to this. Come on, let's go.
He put his hands. He got to put his hands in here like that. I need a flannel shirt, but it kind of works.
Man, I need a beer, bro.
Want a beer?
Gotta be like the Bradas and go against the wall.
Let's do it, guy. Yeah, go side to side.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm tired.
Okay, anyway. Sleep time's over.
Yeah, too much skanking.
That's our Mount Rushmore. Season 3, episode 10.
You really like skank?
Bro, for real.
You like Waikane?
Oh, me, bro.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.